This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Palestinians, as expected, have elected Mahmoud Abbas as their new leader, replacing Yasser Arafat, who died 2 months ago. Abbas got over 60% of the votes cast, a decisive win that could provide him with the mandate he needs to renew peace talks with Israel. Israeli radio reports that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon plans to meet with Abbas in the next few days. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
In declaring victory last night, Abbas paid homage to the man he will succeed and his national aspirations. We offer this victory to the soul of our brother Yasser Arafat, he told hundreds of supporters. Like Arafat, he spoke of achieving an independent state and giving Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails freedom. But this election was just as much about what sets Abbas apart from Arafat. Abbas has publicly opposed the violent struggle against Israel in plain and unequivocal language. His decisive win indicates that many Palestinians endorse his ambition of ending the armed resistance. Supporters in Ramallah reveled late into the night, saying this was a chance to change, but also saying a new future depended on how Israel receives their new leader. Nidal Taha is a 29-year-old baker in Ramallah. God willing, he says, we will be optimistic, but adds, we cannot be so hopeful until we see what happens on the ground. Israeli officials welcomed the vote, expressing the hope that the election signaled a change in the Palestinian street and the prospect of reconciliation. For his part, Abbas hopes to convince the militant factions that a decision to take the political road will bring them closer to their goal of ending the Israeli occupation and establishing a separate Palestinian state. Yesterday's election was seen as a significant step in the Palestinian democratic transformation and puts it out front among Arab populations pushing for more accountable government. International observers said voting went relatively smoothly and that relaxed Israeli military checkpoints were easily crossed. In East Jerusalem, however, there was initial confusion at the Israeli post offices where Palestinian residents were allowed to vote. Voters complained of being turned away after their names failed to appear on the voter registers. East Jerusalem resident Colette Habash carried a registration receipt from the Palestinian Election Commission entitling her to vote, but said she was turned away at two centers.
There's no justice in this world. Why should we be defeated? We are Palestinians proud of our identity and culture.
East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed and which Palestinians claim as the capital of their future state, is one of the thorniest issues facing the Israelis and Palestinians. Former President Jimmy Carter, one of 800 international observers, paid a visit to polling stations there, intervened with Israeli authorities, and afterwards, voters reported that they encountered fewer problems. The biggest confusion appeared to stem from the Palestinians' own voter rolls. Election officials acknowledged that poorly assembled registration lists complicated the voting. Polls were opened an extra 2 hours. 26-year-old Amani Mohammed took advantage of the extended hours to cast her ballot for Abbas. She said the election has put the Palestinians on a new course. This is an interim stage for us, she says. We have been presided over for so long by one leader. Now we are looking forward to change and seeing how we develop. Mahmoud Abbas takes the oath of office this week, perhaps as early as Wednesday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.